What's next? Persecution or judgments? Without a doubt, this is the question on everyone's mind these days. Events of the day sound eerily similar to events prophesied. This is puzzling, to say the least. Well, let's consider what the scriptures tell us to consider before registering an opinion. Only the scriptures can truly guide us in this matter. I chose a picture of the seven seals of Revelation chapter 6 to feature in this article. I did so because so many of the questions I'm fielding these days involve end time events that many feel have already begun occurring around the world. The first question I must answer is, do I believe we have entered the referenced time of the end? The answer is emphatically no. I do believe that Revelation chapter 6 can help answer many of these questions for us. So let's take a look at these scriptures and others intently and listen for the Holy Spirit's guidance. Let me first point out that the sealed scroll featured in Revelation 6 was created in the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 4. It reads, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end." The book sealed in Daniel chapter 12 is one and the same now to be unsealed here in Revelation chapter 6. John's vision picks up where Daniel's leaves off. Also, be aware that Revelation chapter 6 actually only covers the first six seals. The seventh seal is not mentioned until chapter 8 of Revelation. I'll not cover chapter 8 here in this article. The first six seals are sufficient to answer the questions we intended to address regarding the timing of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Now, before we turn to the book of Revelation, we need to also consider the answers Jesus gave his apostles in Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 through 5, when he had similar questions. "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Revelation chapter 6, chapter 6 opens with the same warning, but it is veiled in John's vision of what is commonly called the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are symbolic warnings of the death and destruction to occur at the time of the end. They ride on white, red, black, and then a pale horse. They represent collectively conquest, warfare, famine, and widespread disasters. The white horse introduces the man, Antichrist, and then progressive seal events to occur that will introduce the beginning of sorrows, the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, or Daniel's 70th week. The sixth seal will introduce natural disasters, including earthquakes and frightening planetary phenomena, which mark the beginning of a time framed referenced as Jacob's trouble, or the final 3.5 years of the 70th week known as the Great Tribulation, and then, of course, the finale at the Battle of Armageddon. So let's take a look at the first seal. The first seal, white horseman, Revelation 6, verses 1 through 2. The first of these seals reveal a horseman riding a white horse. He has a bow and is crowned. He goes forth conquering and to conquer. listen closely, and you can hear the words Jesus spoke at the Olivet Discourse, found in Matthew chapter 24. White is commonly considered to represent purity or holy. So the white horse here might initially cause one to consider the rider to be Jesus, but here is implied to be the deception. Jesus warned of, and also we hear of, the rider's involvement in wars and rumors of war. The early church fathers and some early commentaries mistakenly assumed the white horse to be Jesus. But closer scrutiny reveals this horseman to be the man, Antichrist, exactly what we would expect of a deception. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, "For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." The confusion is understandable, but is cleared up when viewed in context. I'm convinced this rider of the white horse is, in fact, the Antichrist. Matthew 24, Revelation 6, and Daniel 12 should be read together for a multiple witness of this concept and end-time events. Matthew 24, verses 4 through 5, Jesus warns the disciples of the deceiver to come as a false Christ. This first seal opening gives us a strong hint to the timing of the advent of the Antichrist, an event that obviously is still in the future. Apostle Paul tells us, 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 7 through 8, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." This scripture implies the Antichrist can't be revealed until after the restrainer is removed. I believe the restrainer is the Church of Jesus Christ. The rapture event. With the Church removed, the Antichrist is then unrestricted and free to rise to the height of his power and then be fulfilled the act of the abomination of desolation spoken of in Daniel chapter 8, verses 11 through 12, also in chapter 9, 26 through 27, and then again in 11, verses 31. Also in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 4, regarding the Antichrist. This event will also trigger the start of the Great Tribulation, or the second half of the tribulation period. This clearly implies the Antichrist has a stealthy rise to this point until this most public pronouncement proclaiming he is God. Revelation 6:1, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see." Revelation 6:2 says, "And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." Now let's look to the second seal, the red horseman, Revelation 6, verses 3 through 4. The second of these seals reveal a horseman riding a red horse. Chapter 6 is relatively short and to the point, so we must look for key words and phrases that reveal association with previous scriptures. The key phrase associated with this second seal, or red horse, is take peace from the earth. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27 speaks of this peace treaty and it being broken in the middle of the 70th week. This timing is in coordination with the rise of the Antichrist and the desolation of the third temple. The next phrase being killing one another, which resonates from the Matthew 24 warnings of wars and rumors of war. Daniel, Jesus, and John provide the multiple witnesses we are told to require when validating prophecy or establishing sound doctrine. Let us now read Revelation chapter 6, verse 3. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast saying, "Come and see." Revelation 6 and 4 says, "And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword." And now for the third seal, the black horseman. Revelation 6, verses 5 through 6. The third of these seals reveal a horseman riding a black horse. The key phrases associated with this third seal are, first, a pair of balances, second, a measure of wheat for a penny, and third, three measures of barley for a penny, and then fourth, hurt not the oil and the wine. These visions are not difficult to understand and are equally associated with Matthew chapter 24, prophesied famines. Economic troubles are always symptomatic of famine and shortages. The reference to exorbitant inflationary price increases ring loud in our current day media. The penny or the denarius represented the average daily wage for a Jew in John's day. A measure of wheat is about a quart of wheat, and a penny is a day's wage for a laboring man. And what are laborers getting today? About $40. So $40 for a quart of wheat. The wheat and barley represents two of the staple commodities of the day. The oil and the wine, however, have been more controversial. Some think they represent luxuries compared to the grains or staples. So conventional theory is that the comparison of these commodities implies that the famines are characteristic of inequality between the poor and the rich. I personally feel there is more to this than meets the eye. I sense a deeper meaning, for the oil and the wine have always been associated with the temple service or the Holy Spirit or even the Jews and Gentiles as people groups when mentioned in prophecies and parables. Could this be a reference to the protective covering over the tribulation saints, which will represent Jews and Gentiles? This would be my strongest suspicion. Keep in mind, this third seal time frame would coincide with the time frame of the presence of the two witnesses and the 144,000 sealed servants or witnesses. The term sealed implies protected, which is in keeping with the phrase, "hurt not," in this chapter. Let's read those two verses again. Revelations chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld in a black horse, and he that sat upon him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Now let's take a look at the fourth seal, a pale horse. Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 through 8. The fourth seal introduces the horseman on a pale horse, which we're told is named Death. This event will be characterized as perilous times, including murders, wars, famine, plagues, pestilence, disease, calamities, and death from attacks of wild beasts. This event seems to represent the culmination and generalization of the effects of all previous events as well. It also reveals the transition from the effects of the Antichrist's rise to power and his siege and persecution of mankind to the end of the judgments of God on the children of disobedience. Now note that the fourth seal introduces the last of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So this raises a question for me. Why just four? We still have three seals to go. So here's the question. Why just four horsemen? The four horsemen introduce the beginning of the 70th week of Daniel. The Antichrist comes out of his stealthy existence following the removal of the church, and then wreaks havoc on an unsuspecting world. Well, let me share with you some observations. The first observation is this. The first four seals and horsemen introduce events that occur in the earth at the hands of either the Antichrist or those under his control. These events are also administered to promote his agenda or persecute those who resist. These events under the four horsemen occur in the environments present during the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Let's read Revelation 6, verses 7 and 8. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, Come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that set on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. So, now let's take a look at the fifth seal. Occurs in heaven, Revelation 6, 9 through 11. The fifth seal introduces a change of venue. We find John in heaven, and he observes the martyrs beneath the altar. The emphasis is on the martyrdom of the saints, from Stephen up to the last martyr of the Great Tribulation. He is told that there are yet more to die for their witness before the judgments start. The key point here is that the fifth seal introduces a change in focus from the effects of the persecutions of the Antichrist versus the judgments of God to start on the disobedient in the earth. So, this explains why so many have difficulties differentiating between the events that are attributed to the Antichrist versus God. We should always analyze whether the events are due to resistance to the Antichrist system and persecution of the righteous versus the judgments of God on the children of disobedience. The transition begins here and proceeds through the sixth seal. The previous chart helps to see these events of the tribulation period sequentially. If you're listening to this audible presentation, you might then want to go back in your leisure and look at some of these charts that I've associated with this article. The sixth seal is where the wrath of God begins, the wrath of the Lamb. Chapter 6 reveals the rise of the Antichrist and then the transition to the judgments of God. In either case, the church will be taken out, and the focus then is on keeping his promise to save the Jews and punish the disobedient. Let's look at that again, Revelation 6, 10, and 11. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So now let's look at the sixth seal. It occurs in the earth. Revelation 6, verses 12 through 17. The sixth seal finds John back on earth, and he is witnessing the beginning of the Great Tribulation, or the final 3.5 years. As mentioned previously, we must realize that the events occurring in this time frame overlap. Some are accountable to the Antichrist, and the others are clearly the judgments of God. Let's read those scriptures again. Revelation 6, verses 12. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Verse 13, And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Verse 14, And the heaven departed in a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Verse 15, And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Verse 16. And said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Earlier I mentioned that the seventh seal is not mentioned here in chapter 6. The seventh seal is not mentioned until chapter 8. We will cover the judgments of God in another article to come, so stay tuned. Our intent here was to point out the fact that the Antichrist has not been revealed yet, although we may be very close to this event. The Antichrist is most likely alive in the world today, awaiting the opportunity to arise. However, I personally don't expect to be here when he is revealed. I'm convinced the rapture event will remove the church first. So my word to you now is, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Or, stay tuned. Shiloh.